The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And welcome to our Hump Day edition here. It's 1 minute after the hour of 11 Central Time where we are. And just to let you know, we are about, this coming Sunday. Let's just not beat around the bush. Over the weekend, when we are doing our Friday replay all the way up until we go back on the air on Monday at 11. Next week, GCN will cease doing operations. This is what happens to businesses. You know, I mean, they've been going since the 90s. Now they're going off the air. Okay. That's simple. The why? Because everybody wants to know. And I'm not going to say, I'm not going to speculate as to why. They just are ceasing, obviously, the economy. It hurts. It's one of the reasons why, you know, logistically, we had to change back to the 11 to 1 time zone because of the economy. And we still need your donations. And, of course, those of you who are wanting to buy North American Urban Spice products, Justin Porter won't be on the show until next Tuesday. So if you want to dial us up and listen to the show, then you can. But in the meantime, we've got 10% off all North American Urban Spice products. And we're still working on adding the complete catalog of all of their items to the website. So if it's something you want but you don't see, send us an email at support@thepowermall.com or call us at 877-817-9829 and let us know that you want to order that item. We'll add it to you to your order for you. Show transcripts, notes, articles, studies, books, guest mentions, also available on the podcast episodes with a subscription through our Substack page. And, of course, all requests for prayer, you send them to thepowerhour.com to the community tab. Free Vitamir toothpaste when you donate more than $25. And make sure to call that in to thepowermall.com to get that offer. And we'll send it to you free. That way you can keep your teeth healthy. I use it every morning, every day. And of course, if you're a Power Mall customer for the first time, we're going to give you a 10% off your first order by using the code FIRST, the number 10 at checkout. And of course, those of you that don't have internet, you can just call us at 877-817-9829 to request a Power Mall catalog. We'll send it to you absolutely free. We're also partners with a multitude of different people, U.S. Coin Capital, Prepper Freeze-Dried Beef, Lion Energy, EMP Shield, OptiVita, Sauna Spakes, Grow Network, James McCanny, MyPillow, Butterfly Essential Oils, Starwest, Flag Connections, EMF Rocks, we're all there. Now, if you buy through one of our partners and you have a question, because see, some of you have been going to people that whose products that we carry on the show and ordering directly from them. When you do that, we don't get credit. Some people have been calling us after the fact and saying, well, I ordered off their website and I just want to let you know. Thank you very much. We hope you get your products and we don't get credit. You got to go through the partners tab and then you have to call us and email us and let us know so we get credit. And just because we switched from 11 to 1 Central or to that does not mean that we're not still taking phone calls. We are still live streaming. The audio is still playing. 844-769-2944, and then press the number 1 when the prompts tell you to get into the show. We're still there. Brent Hamacek will be on at 11:30 this morning. We brought him on urgent. He's got a book out called DissidentlySpeaking.com. We're going to get to the bottom of why everybody is all conflicted out these days. Dr. Julie Gatza, who's a chiropractor, is anticipated to join us during the noon hour. Talking about sugar cravings and how to dump them. 4 minutes after the hour, moving on to world news. Everybody wants to know what BB is thinking. Well, He put it out there yesterday. Israel is going to reject any attempt by the International Criminal Court to indict Israeli officials over a war in Gaza, saying it would destroy Hamas regardless. Now, unfortunately, and we have to look at this thing with an open mind, whether these people are Zionist Jews, Khazarians, or whatever you want to call them. We've had guests on the show that you have rebuffed and rebuked, and they got mad and leapt. You know who they are. You know, you have the banking community, which is run by the Warburgs and the Goldfarbs and whatever Steen and Berg and whatever name you want to add. Doesn't matter. We all know. I have posted the protocols of Zion. There is a book out. I have a copy of it right here. You see it? If you're watching us live stream, it's called Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper. I have posted the PDF of that on our website for those of you who want to go and read the protocol. If I were to read the protocols of Zion, which start at page 333 and go all the way. No, it ends at 333. Let's see where it starts. Starts at 267. 267 to 333. That's a lot of reading. I would never get through that the entire show. And most of you who have read the protocols of Zion, Zion is also Zion, both. Study your history. If you know about that, you know, the challenge is here. What am I? Am I a Zionist Jew? No. Is BB a Zionist Jew? We don't know. Is every Jewish person you know out there a Zionist Jew? Not unless they tell you they are. Have I insulted purported Zionist Jews before? Yes. Am I a Gentile or categorized in the Christian category? Yes. Am I a white supremacist? No. Am I a talk show host? Yes. Do I have to remain neutral? Yes, for the most part. I mean, the thing is, thou shalt not kill, but what are we doing? We have a government that's giving everybody the jab and they're dropping dead or being afflicted. Is that in violation of the Ten Commandments? Did our government back it? Yes. All right, so is God going to do the judging? Yes. Are we as Christians supposed to condone this behavior? No. Can we pray for these people? Or should we be praying more for our deliverance from all of this so we're not conflicted? What should we be doing? Getting on every talk show in America and cussing out the show host and telling him the way it is? You know, here's one of the things, and we're going to get into this in the show because I got a lot of stuff about the elders of Zion and all the crap that's been going on in America right now. So don't bother calling, because I already know how you feel. And I'm not, you know, nitpicking and picking on people this morning. I don't do that. That's not my cup of tea. But I'll tell you what, you know, when you throw the gauntlet, the challenge is going to be to all Christians. And when you hear the news today, you're going to understand why you believe the way you do and what's happened to you as a result of all this brainwashing and programming. You know, they've had a lot of time to do this, you know, ever since Rosenfeld started this garbage with the school systems. They've had a lot of time to prime all of you. And look what they've accomplished. They've turned America on each other. It's crazy what they've done. But you see, Bibi doesn't care. And I'm talking about Netanyahu, whatever you want to call him. He doesn't care what the International Criminal Court does. He says we're not abiding by them. They don't affect us. We expect them to use all the means at their disposal to stop this dangerous move, but it's not going to stop it. Netanyahu vowed Israel would enter the final Hamas stronghold of Rafah, whether there or not there was a hostage deal with the terrorists. We'll get on with that conversation and what it's done here in America. Like I said, we're killing babies. That's genocide. We're killing people with the jab. That's genocide. We're starving people in Africa. That's genocide. But now we got this conflict going on where this little band of people are getting slaughtered, and that's genocide. But now everybody's all up in arms about that. I didn't hear everybody screaming bloody murder and taking over college buildings when they were imposing mask mandates and giving everybody the jab in order to go to school. I didn't hear anybody crashing in and destroying property. Oh, no, but you let one guy that's hyped up on fentanyl get murdered on camera, allegedly, without telling everybody the truth, and you have Summer of Love all over again. And another reason for people to turn on each other, right? See what they've done? Oh, your media has just played right into this. So, you know, sit at home and get pissy, all right? I get it. I really do. I understand your conflict. Don't think we don't go through this all the time. Don't think that doesn't bring additional stress on people, because it does. When you start learning what the truth is, and you get out of this denial mode, and you start reasoning why the media twists words and puts words in people's mouths, and why we have a weaponized DOJ, and why people can just walk into somebody's home and shoot them in the head. No questions asked, no comment necessary. They don't even ask questions later. North Korea, by the way, has reportedly installed fresh landmines in the DMZ. That would be the area between North and South Korea. For those of you that's the DMZ is not Vietnam. That's the DMZ as in North and South Korea. Officials with the South Korean Joint Chiefs, the military leadership in Seoul, told reporters they had detected North Korean soldiers installing these landmines on inter-Korean roads in late last year, shutting down avenues to facilitate travel between the two countries is the latest in a series of increasingly belligerent moves by Kim Jong-un and his regime. Kim's declaration in January was that he was not going to pursue the unification of the Korean Peninsula. North Korea had for decades refused to acknowledge the sovereignty of South Korea, describing it in state media as a territory legitimately belonging to unified Korea under Pyongyang. Kim changed that precedent in January, declaring South Korea an enemy state. So here we go. So apparently, from what North Korea is saying, it's allegedly developed an underwater nuclear weapon system, conducting simulated nuclear strike this month. All right, now moving on to some more pertinent things. We got this U.S. government encouraging migration, both legal and illegal, which hurts low-income Americans the most while neglecting to the borders. Seems we've learned nothing from Europe. $3.5 billion. Remember that $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan? $3.5 billion of that is a slush fund to open new processing centers for Muslim migrants in what Senator Eric Schmidt described as a bid to supercharge mass migration from the Middle East. Yep, they want DEI migration. Biden's deputies used the program last month to import 3,009 migrants from safe and democratic countries of El Salvador and Guatemala. They also are using the refugee funds to expand migration routes from many African and Muslim countries. They pulled 12,018 people from the Congo, 16,702 from Muslim countries of Afghanistan, Syria, Pakistan, Iraq, Eritrea, according to a report by Stacker.com. If it's true, you got all these people coming in here. Don't think that they're not going to get really pissy with us and with our government. And see, you need to be able to logically think about this. You seriously need to think about this when you get approached and say, look, I didn't bring you over here. I'm not the one that lied to you, sir. I don't want Sharia law in my country. I'm sorry. I'm not the one who brought you here. They did. Talk to them. scream at them. If you're going to get mad at somebody, get mad at the government. Get mad at the U.S. government. All those people over there are the ones that are, you know, causing this trouble. You know, we the people just look the other way and they just wrote themselves a blank check to do whatever they want, including creating slush funds to increase the number of illegal immigrants in this country who will eventually, now come on, work with me here. What do you think they're going to do when they find out that we're in such a sad state of affairs here that people are having a hard time, A, holding a job, B, getting a job, C, surviving, D, paying the rent, E, putting food on the table, F, keeping the lights on? What do you think's going to happen when they figure that out and they got to live in a bloody tent? What do you think's going to happen? Oh, same thing homeless people do. They go out and commit crimes. Pretty soon, they'll turn on D.C. And we'll have a real serious problem there because D.C., of course, will throw up the barricades like they always do. But you see, these people, especially Muslims, and a majority of them, now, does it mean that all Muslims are bad? Let's not be mislabeling all of them now. Some Muslims are over here. You know, we had one on last Friday. Issa Gabla was on last Friday. She's converted to Christianity. She converted her mom to Christianity. Not all Muslims are bad. They want to come here legitimately. Legitimately. But the ones that are just being brought in here to turn into voters to keep Biden in power for another 4 years. Oh, see, this is where the problem starts. People who are illegally here deserve to be deported because they're taxing our system. We were here first. Of course, I know all the libtards out there are saying, well, you ran all the Indians off their land and you took over their land. Oh, we should just give ourselves a bunch of cat of nine tails like Martin Luther did, right? Beat himself every day. I'm a sinner. I'm going to beat myself with a cat of nine tails every day because I'm not worthy of heaven. You see, that's a real problem. We're conflicted here. It's one of the reasons I wanted Brent Hamacek back on the show, because I don't want people to be conflicted. Chinese scientist who first published the COVID sequence has been allowed back in the lab after being locked out. Zhang Yongzhen has faced pressure campaigns since publishing the COVID sequence without government approval. Now they've let him back in the lab.
We do the monster mash.
Yeah. Okay. Now, of course, let's get on to Use News, because this is really important here. Representative Thomas Massie is warning and calling out his colleagues because of what they tried to do over the weekend. A lot of these people are funded by AIPAC. Okay, that's a major American Jewish organization. They've set up the Anti-Defamation League and the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, which are pushing Congress to pass a controversial FISA law to spy on Americans to protect Israel. Oh, not only that, but now they want to put monitors in all of the colleges, which Massie said, nope. Policing speech, religion, assembly is not the role of the federal government. It's prohibited by the U.S. Constitution. Yet all these AIPAC-sponsored Congress people, like Richie Torres and Mike Lawler of New York, bipartisan, plan to introduce legislation creating federally sanctioned anti-Semitism monitors for select college campuses. Now, if you were a betting man, would you wager all Jews know about the above text as far as the protocols of Zion? I have an article on there also. You know what he told Walter White? Remember Harold Wallace Rosenthal? He was a Zionist Jew. He was an AA, administrative assistant to the late Senator Jacob Javits from New York. Javits. Oh, my goodness. Rosenthal. Okay. He was a Zionist Jew. Does that mean every Jew is a Zionist Jew? No. There are certain ones out there that are evil. We know that already. Are there certain Muslims out there that are evil? Yes. Are there certain Americans out there? Yes, most of Congress is. We already figured it out, right? So when I've got all of you all listening out there that know about Zionist Jewry, that know about usury laws, that know about how the banks are running this thing, know about Mayor Amschel Rothschilds, I don't need to bring on protesters because you all are doing it for them. Okay, we got freedom of speech. They do too, except when they turn Columbia University into the Summer of Love and they break in, smash windows, and start vandalizing. Then the New York PD came out, hundreds of them with all of these, you can see them, pictures of them. They're all over the place with all these zip ties they use for handcuffs. Well, they came in a second floor window and 100 or more officers stormed Columbia University's Hamilton Hall using an elevated ramp and arresting people. At least 100 taken into custody. They're going to be charged with third degree burglary. That is a felony. Well, so much. And here's the thing. Columbia is going to expel students for occupying Hamilton Hall. So much for their parents. Patriots owner Robert Kraft has pulled support from Columbia University over the treatment of Jewish students and faculty during the pro-Palestinian protest. I know you don't like that, but it gets better. On the West Coast, UCLA, there's a war going on over there. Pro-Israeli vigilantes stormed a pro-Palestine encampment at UCLA last night. It got physical. Fireworks, tear gas, fights broke out after 10:50 p.m. last night and continued into Wednesday morning as around 100 pro-Israel counter-protesters attempted to seize the barricade around and storm the ongoing Palestine Solidarity encampment at Dixon Plaza in UCLA. And, of course, the Daily Bruin, you know, indirectly sprayed in the face with mace. See, now, once this got into a real brouhaha, then the cops showed up. Counter-protesters and activists had clashed from the start last Thursday. Had tensions built up for days when prankster woke up the activists on Friday by playing Robin Williams' monologue, "Good morning, Vietnam!" Hey, it's a little too early in there. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Yeah, remember that? Yeah, he played that as a prank. Woke them all up. You see, didn't they play the sound of rabbits being slaughtered at Waco? Oh, this is nothing new. You see, this is what our country's become, folks. And what I'm trying to avoid is for us not to get sucked into this. Over 70 pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested yesterday at the UT Austin campus. They warned them. Indiana University, same thing. I mean, all over the place. Police used tear gas on anti-Israel protesters at the University of South Florida. And it's on all over X. Law enforcement standing in the line telling people, you got 5 minutes to get out of here, you're going to be tear gassed. And of course, protesters could be seen using umbrellas or their signs to work against the tear gas, only to end up leaving the lawn. See, these are supposed to be institutions of higher learning. And of course, the cop said, we will also use rubber bullets. Oh, but you might put somebody's eye out with that, says the American Academy of Ophthalmology. Well, what are these universities for? Are they all that we could just, all these kids, children, supposedly grown adults that have had their minds molded into doing this stuff? And now we find out from the University of Austin that some of the people they arrested were just like the Summer of Love in Minneapolis. They're from out of town and they were sent there to start stuff. So, they're there to incite violence and chaos. And hey, all right, it's okay. I mean, they did it to Minneapolis and burned down two police precincts. Okay. Yeah. And now the Biden administration is hatching a plan to bring Gaza refugees to the U.S. because we certainly can't have them being slaughtered. So let's use some of that money to sneak some of these Gaza refugees in. I mean, it's bad enough we don't have enough jobs and economy to support the people that are already here that are starving. Let's bring some more people in. Because, see, once you bring the Gaza refugees over here, well, they might be grateful. Yes. You might be supportive of them. Hey, anybody got a place for them to sleep? I mean, Massachusetts has a few of these foreign people in there, you know, illegal immigrants staying over. How about a sleepover with some Gaza immigrants? Anybody want to offer their house? Got any spare bedrooms? They really do. They want to. The Biden administration is hatching to bring Gaza refugees. They already have. I mean, what if they bring all the Gaza refugees over here, then we don't need Palestine anymore. I mean, this is what they're trying to do, right? What, I mean, what's really going on here? Are they trying to bring about Armageddon? Seriously? Are they trying? They're trying to make the world end, you know, let's have God come back, but he can't do that until we build a temple and whatever. I mean, you're not going to speed up history. It's just not going to work like that. Fannie Willis, by the way, some people call her Fannie. Take the load off your Fannie. She skipped a Fulton County primary debate held by the Atlanta Press Club. It was the first Democratic Party debate in the county. Her challenger, Christian Wise Smith, who's also an attorney and author. She was absent from the podium when the debate began, leaving Mr. Smith alone on the stage. After providing a brief introduction, the moderator announced Ms. Willis declined to participate. Why? Because she's out there across the country doing fundraising, sucking up to all the Soros people to get money from them. And of course, he asked some legitimate questions. Where are you, Ms. Willis? That's what we want to know. Her absence is all the response we need as far as what she thinks about us here in Fulton County. Independent presidential candidate RFK Jr. has clinched a spot on the California's 2024 ballot, believe it or not. He did it through the American Independent Party, which has 835,000 registered voters in the state. Do you wonder how that's going to affect Biden's numbers? Marjorie Taylor Greene, meanwhile, has vowed to force a motion to vacate Speaker Mike Johnson after Democrats back him. And see, why does she want to do this? It would force a vote on the issue. And she said, and listen to this now, because this may make sense. If the Democrats want to elect him speaker and some Republicans want to support the Democrats' chosen speaker, because she's calling him now the Democrat Speaker of the House, I'll give them the chance to do it, Ms. Green wrote. I'm a big believer in recorded votes because putting Congress on record allows every American to see this truth and provides transparency to our vote, she added. Americans deserve to see the unit party on full display. It's about to give them, and she's about to give them, their coming out party, just so you know. That makes sense? By the way, you know, it's all about optics. At a hearing yesterday, Judge Juan Merchan granted a request from President Trump's attorneys to allow the former president to appear at his son Barron's May 17th high school graduation. Isn't that nice? Oh, isn't that, it's all about optics. He doesn't want to look like the badass here. It's all about optics. No, they still want to hang him out to dry, but it's all about optics. UCLA, by the way, has canceled classes because of everything that happened last night. Former President Trump removed multiple social media and website posts yesterday to comply with the judge's order. And of course, you know, he still is going to have to pay the $9,000 because of all the posts that got out there that, you know, if the judge figured, I'll just whack him with the $9,000. If you do it again, I'm going to throw you in jail. Big mistake. Like I said yesterday, you want to make him a martyr. That's the quickest way to do it. A judge ruled yesterday some of North Carolina's restrictions on the distribution of abortion pills are unlawful, citing arguments over the drug mifepristone that bypassed federal regulators. In her order, U.S. District Judge Catherine Eagles in Greensboro granted a partial victory to the plaintiff, a physician who sued the state over regulation for concerns around the pill not addressed by the FDA. Wow. Well, let's see. We got more economic and business news and various other things to talk about in the health category. When we are invite this on the other side of the 11:30 hour, right now we're going to be bringing Brent Hamachek on to talk about change the word, change the war, dissonantly speaking. We'll be back after these important messages. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. ShopThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we are, and as promised, I have Brent Hamacek on Skype with me, so all of you watching us live stream can see Brent out there as we talk about his book, Dissidently Speaking, Change the Words, Change the War. Now, the thing is, we have an internal conflict going on in the United States of America right now, and many of our listeners are also conflicted because of it. And I was talking to Brent before we went on the air. By the way, welcome back, sir. Thank you for jumping in this emergency request to be here, because I'm trying to clear up a lot of things and get people's heads straight, because people are really upset at what they're seeing going on in this country and think that the protests are either valid or invalid, one or the other. This is about changing words. It's like the other day I said, okay, so if they're not pro-Palestinian, are they anti-Semitic? It's the I'm changing the words. It's all how you phrase things. And if the news headlines say one thing, do we rephrase it as something else to make ourselves feel better? See, this is the word game that they're playing, which is why your book is so important at this point, sir.
Well, thanks for having me back, and thank you for the kind words about it. And look, language is everything. Here, amidst all this chaos, let me share a humorous, great example of this. And it goes back to my sales training, which I had 30 years ago. And I wound up doing sales training myself all over the country. And my mentor at the time, a gentleman by the name of Larry Marks, was talking about the power of language. And he said, look, let's say that you're sitting across the table from a very attractive lady on a first date, and you'd like the evening to continue. He said, you could look at that lady and you could say to her, you know, you have a look about you that makes time stand still. He said, or you could look at her and say, you know, you have a face that could stop a clock. Now, the first one might get your evening to extend, and the second one might get a drink in the same in your face. And so the point of it is, the words we choose are incredibly important, even if they, on some level, are meant to convey the same thing. And I sort of laugh at watching the mainstream media trip all over themselves in trying to cover what's going on in the campuses, because they just can't figure out the language to choose. They don't want to appear to be anti-Semitic. They don't want to appear to condone violence. They don't want to condemn Israel. They don't want to offend Palestinians. So they tie themselves in knots. Their reporters on the ground and their anchors at the desk trying to wrap their arms around this.
Well, see, that's one of the reasons why we have to have this discussion, folks, because we're looking at all of this stuff and we're being influenced by it. This is a problem. And of course, you know, I posted the Protocols of Zion on our news blast so you could actually read them. And they're inside that book, Behold a Pale Horse. Now, what William Cooper wrote, you have to look at this because this is words. And you can substitute the Elders of Zion with the Illuminati. I mean, everybody's got some, and I'm not talking about the tinfoil hat experience. I'm not talking about that. It's got nothing to do with it. It's got everything to do with history. And before we came on, Brent and I were talking about that. Brent, if you could reiterate what you were saying about the protocols earlier.
Right. Well, anybody who looks at the Protocols of Zion and looks at them as some sort of serious document, I'm going to be kind and I'm just going to call it ignorance. So the Protocols of Zion were a fraudulent document put together by, you know, we're not exactly sure who put them together. There's a variety of different indicators about who may have worked on them. That's for your own research. But basically, the Protocols of Zion are a direct lift from a fictional document that was written about a conversation, a hypothetical conversation between Montesquieu and Dante. And most of what's in the protocols is plagiarism. It's like Joe Biden did it, right? I mean, it's word for word lift. And something that had been written, you know, 100 years prior, whatever it was. So there's no way to say they're authentic when they're provably plagiarized and lifted and adapted. And the document likely would have died. It likely would have died if it hadn't been for the great support of it by one of the most famous American anti-Semites, Henry Ford, who purchased a publication in Detroit, had his own newspaper, ran excerpts, attacked, Zionists, as he liked to label them, very, very aggressively, very openly. And it created a great revival of it in the early part of the 20th century and leading up to the Second World War. So if you're looking at the Protocols of Zion as some sort of a roadmap for anything. You can read it backwards because it's a plagiarized document. If you're reading it forwards, well, I just am not sure what to say about that, except for this. What they do give people an excuse to do, and people are looking for an excuse to do this, and it's in the book that I've written, and that is we're looking for ways now to have confrontation. We're craving it. And we're looking for anything we can find, whether it's a circumstance on the street or a post on the internet. We're looking for things to feed that craving we have, the same one I used to have for a glass of bourbon up until I learned how to battle that, some decade plus ago.
That is some admission, Brent. Wow. I wasn't expecting that.
Cheers with a glass of Pepsi zero sugar and a little bit of lemonade. No bourbon included.
Yeah, I get that. Here's the thing. If you look at history and what history has taught us, and you have spoken about Satayana, which is one of my favorite, about doomed to repeat. And the thing is if you pay attention to what history has taught us, it's like how not to have another civil war. Yet all the indicators out there, because the news headlines are saying that there's a $3.5 billion slush fund to bring Muslims over to this country, and Muslims, a lot of them, and I just said not all Muslims are evil, because we had one on last Friday that was converted to Christianity. And here again, it's a choice of words and what you choose to believe. And you don't come over here if you love America. You don't come over here calling us infidels and screaming death to America, because if you are, that means your intentions of coming here are nefarious. I mean, people will judge you by the words you use, which is why they are now monitoring social media, and why now you have certain members that are funded by AIPAC trying to get legislation passed to make pro or anti-Israeli speech a hate crime. You heard about that, right?
Yeah. Yes, of course. Look, mankind.
What's hate speech?
Hasn't mankind done a wonderful thing with that which he calls divine revelation? We can talk, and it's fun to talk and easy to talk about the excesses, use a kind euphemism, the excess. Certainly we've never seen anything like that in Christianity, except for maybe the Inquisition, the Puritans hanging witches in the United States, the French and Germans burning them in Europe, all done, of course, always under the name of God, God's direction, what Scripture tells me to do. And I sort of heed to a higher calling. And, you know, we're right back always to language. You know, everything we do, we try to find a representation for it in words. And whether it's people of the Islamic faith, people of the Christian faith, or those who read the Torah, they can read those words. Words are all metaphors. All words, every single word is a metaphor. It represents something in our mind. And what we humans do, we Freudian humans with the id loose inside of us, is we take these words from Scripture and we find the ones we like, and we find the ones that allow us to satisfy now a craving. For conflict, and we use them like the devil might, and we cite them for our purpose. So we have all sorts of very religious folks now invoking all sorts of religious quotes and tearing up college campuses and tearing up the rest of America along the way.
That's sad. And see, and I wanted to bring this up while you were here. Way back in college, I was taking Intro to Psych, had a rather interesting professor who was a practicing psychologist, and I wrote a paper on the psychological factors of cult motivation. And it got an A on it. And he was actually writing and underlining and circling things going, is this really happening? And I'm like, dude, seriously, where have you been? The country's been in conflict long before Vietnam. But I wrote this because cults, when people say the word cult, it's got a negative connotation. However, if you look it up in the dictionary, it means a religious group, a sect, which means Catholics are cults, Lutherans are cults, Methodists are cults, Muslims are cults, Jews are cults. I mean, the whole bloody thing. And it's how we interpret it by the way that we use the word or define the word cult. But the thing is that the psychological factors they use to brainwash and get people to come over to the where their way of thinking. And we've seen the extremes of cults, Jonestown, Branch Davidians in Waco. We've seen where extremist views of cults can lead us. And now is what we're seeing, cult motivation on these college campuses right now.
Well, sure. It's also, it is the mob as well. What Gustav Le Bon wrote about in his book, in observing what happened with the French Revolution and the mobs there. Once you give folks a chance to organize, and once you give them a chance to sort of be validated by someone on their right shoulder and their left shoulder to their sort of opportunity to be aggressive, openly aggressive and hostile, they take it. I'm quite unpopular on some level, or at least disagreed with by many of colleagues of mine who you could say are on the team right side of things because of my view of human nature. And most people want to think, want to believe, I think it's fine, that human nature is really inherently very, very good, and that forces upon us, cause us to behave badly. I don't buy that for a minute. I think human nature is extraordinarily dark. I think that we suppress it on an almost daily basis in order to be civilized. And if you give us an opportunity, and we're absent a system of ethics and good background and real discipline, you give us a chance to unleash it, and we will. So that's what's happened on these college campuses. I can guarantee you, going back to where we started, that if you had a guest on your show who is one of these campus protesters, and you just spent the show asking them questions, and I don't even mean aggressively challenging them with questions, just trying to say, hey, why are you doing this? Tell me what your fundamental beliefs are. Tell me what your knowledge is about what's taking place in the Middle East. What do you know of the history of all this? If you did this, you would find, with more than 9 out of 10 of them, fractional people, I love fractional people, you'd find they actually don't really have, most of them, any idea of what they're even really protesting about. But what they do know is this: they get to lock doors and smash windows and hurl insults and pitch tents and say bad things on social media about the people on the other side of the fence. They get to do that, and they know that part. And for many of these people, that's enough. And it has nothing to do with them being students. It has to do with them being humans. It's what humans do.
Well, like the summer of 2020, there were outside agitators that came in and started this stuff. Well, this is what they found out at UT Austin. Apparently, some of the people that they arrested weren't even students at UT. They were just like the summer of 2020. They were brought in from the outside and told, all right, this is what you have to do. And here's big stacks of bricks. You are to throw these at buildings, and you're making sure that all the people that you associate with burn down that police precinct and scare the cops away and scream defund the police as loud as you can and get this message out. I mean, it would seem to indicate that there are a lot of people out here with nefarious intent against this country. Wouldn't it seem logical? Brent, you've always advocated critical thinking. That's right. That's why I'm asking that question.
Of course, there's no question that the real force behind this remains this. I'm very much against labels because they tend to be overused and sloppily applied. But it doesn't mean that no labels exist. The globalist label is a real thing. There's a real genuine movement to sort of take the planet, the last frontier. Space isn't, it's the planet, because mankind still has never universally conquered Earth. And there still is there's an effort underfoot to try to do that. And so the only way you can really do that is if you can dismantle nation states, in particular the one we sit in, that is isolated geographically and unique in terms of liberty. So you can't have this sort of one world or Orwellian world with Oceanus and other places, so long as the United States is here and strong. These are efforts to tear down not just, you know, the immigration at the border tears down our borders. What does this sort of thing do? It starts to just tear us down internally, right? It's like putting a fragile, delicate silk dress in the dryer on high heat. It comes out in pieces. So there's efforts to collapse us from the outside breaking in, and then there are efforts to just tear us apart from the excessive heat. This is one of those efforts, and it's well-funded and partially well-organized, and then it just starts to run on momentum.
So when people succumb to this and go along with this attitude and start picking, I mean, they're taking sides. I mean, obviously, this is part of the reasons why I wanted to bring you back on the show, Brent, is because of the fact that a lot of us are conflicted right now, watching all this stuff and understanding it. You brought some valid points up about, you have a protester on, you ask them all about this stuff, and then you find out they really don't know anything. It's just the idea that somebody put this in their head, including college professors, apparently, because they pay to go get this higher Institute of Higher Learning. They pay to get an education, and the words that they are taught are words basically that help incite the end result. I mean, that seems to be what's going on. Is that your take, or is it different?
No, my take would be right along those lines. And here's what I'd offer to people in terms of how to process this a little bit. And that is, you know, because it all gets a little bit confusing, and I think it ought to start with a good sort of objectivist take on it, which is, what is your primary value here? And in my case, my primary value is the United States of America being a safe and strong nation. So what's taking place, of course, behind all this, in a sense, the triggering event, is what's taken place going back to October 7th. Of course, that was one event, you know, that was led up to by a whole history of things. In any case, I take a look at this in sort of a cold way and say, what is the best in the best interest of the United States in the Middle East? I think it is to have Israel stable, strong, and survive. I think that's in our best interest. That has nothing to do with any sort of moral calculation about what should be done in Gaza and what's the right way to clean out Hamas or any of those things. My first objective is that the United States' interest in the Middle East be protected, and I believe that's best served by having Israel stick around. So to that end, people should take a look at this and say, well, but Israel, they could say, Israel isn't perfect. How can we support them? Look at what they do. Okay, got it. Don't disagree. Trying to remember when we ever did have a perfect ally. Seems to me we fought next to Stalin once, memory serves, a bit of an imperfect ally. Right. So if you can start to pull this apart a little bit and say, look, I think it's important that we have Israel as an ally in the Middle East. I can acknowledge that Israel's actions are not always justifiable. I don't have to support them all the time. I think we ought to work with Israel to have them perhaps do better, as we say in the Common Ground Campus program, my partner Felicia's great phrase. So we can work with them to do better, but it doesn't mean we have to throw the Israeli baby out with some sort of Middle Eastern bathwater. And so we get too absolute about saying, well, if something isn't perfect, it can't be. Israel is not perfect. It never will be perfect. Neither will we. But what's in our best interest? And then how do we try to, as we can, to preserve our own best interest and maybe help the Israelis do better in the process? But to abandon them makes no sense whatsoever. And it's just not clear thinking.
Well, and I understand that from a political tone, and this is one of the things that there are people who think that Israel can take care of itself. There are people that think that, you know, we need to be supporting Ukraine. Biden's trying to get a legislation passed that Trump can't deactivate if he gets reelected, and that will keep the Ukraine funding going on for 10 years. most of America right now is being, to me, this whole thing on the universities is a major distraction from what's really going on. And then when we find out that they're trying to bring more Middle Eastern people, including Gazans, into the country illegally so they can register them as voters to keep the Democratic base in power, then you talk about like Roe v. Wade, right, versus left. And I don't see this going anywhere but to the extreme, and America's not paying attention. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, well, we tend to do everything now and take it to extreme. We make everything binary. We're not able to solve a problem. We have to break it into, you know, zeros and ones as if we were coding on an old basic computer. Yeah. And you and I can remember those, I guess, right? But in any case, I do think that from a United States perspective, we are making a big mistake. People are making a big mistake when they toss in the situation in the Middle East with the situation in Ukraine. I mean, my opinions about the Ukrainian thing are so strong, I have to be quite careful here. Suffice to say, I think that the United States is completely and totally responsible for the invasion of Ukraine. I think that we caused it, and I think that we are no longer able to be part of the solution for it because of our vilification of Russia for having done it. But the Israeli situation is not the Ukrainian situation, and we really need to do a better job of being mindful about how we respond to it as a nation and keep our ally in mind because it matters to us.
It does. Well, I appreciate it, Brent Hamacek, for coming on at such a short notice. But, you know, it's like duty calls. It is Mayday, after all. Mayday, Mayday, Mayday.
Workers of the world unite. Yeah,
there you go. We appreciate it. We'll be back with Dr. Julie Gatz after these words. Stay with us.
Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. 1-800-878-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.